This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
Don't you bring back the peace.
Don't you
bring back the peace.
Don't you
bring back the peace.
Don't you
bring back the peace.
Don't you
bring back the peace.
Don't you
bring back the peace.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. This is a special episode of the show. We're going to be doing nothing but history roads. We're going to catch up on new ones, old ones. We'll dig deep into the old mailbag, and we'll see what we can find.
I'm excited, Steve, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank us. We had a little break. We had a nice lunch together. Lunch. When was the last time we had lunch together?
It's been so long. Too long.
History.
Owen.
Do you remember we did a Halloween road?
Was there a specific song? Was it spooky?
It was.
Is that what you're talking about?
Let me see if I can find it. It was for our Halloween show.
Oh, we were saying, give us your favorite scary stories or whatever.
Yeah, and then Owen made us a Halloween road, but
man,
and we said that we were never gonna play it. We were only ever gonna play it on that show.
So this would be was it this?
Spooky.
Simply having a wonderful
Halloween.
Simply having a wonderful
Halloween.
Don't you bring back the pig?
So, what was that? Oh, don't bring back the piss. The classic hit song.
Yeah.
So guys,
it was huge over here.
Yeah, Mike and I, we did a DB earlier today. It's the first time we've ever done a twofer DB in the
that
same day.
True. We had to have done two.
I don't think we have.
Okay. I immediately agree with you based on your cadence alone.
Thank you. I really don't think we have. But, you know, I could be wrong.
It's as satisfying to me as coming is, you know?
I just feel like we would have had to at a certain point.
Maybe, but I think we would always figure out like a day
to
do it like before you had to go or I had to go or something.
Yeah,
I really think this is the first time we've done this, but which is why we're kind of doing it in this way where it's going to be kind of like mostly history roads. Cause like, you know, you can't expect us to be absolutely the most hilarious for hours and hours and hours.
So this show will be a break from that.
Yes, this is going to be real calm.
I refuse to say anything funny this episode.
No, I won't.
Even on accident.
But I did want to share something with the audience. And Mike, you and I have been delighting in this mostly for most of the day and for a while. We've talked about TikTok a lot. We talk about how entertaining the app is, how you can fall down the TikTok hole and really get stuck down there. But one of the like really cool aspects of TikTok is that like once you find something you like, it'll be like, oh, you want to see more of this shit then?
Yeah.
And it'll just serve it up to you on a plate. And one such thing has been animals doing a normal animal thing or making a weird sound or barking or they sound melodic in some way.
Yes.
And then amazing musicians take the audio and video of that and make a real song out of it. There's a lot of people doing this on TikTok.
Yes, that's true.
And it's all good.
It's a delight.
but there is one in particular that is just the king of them all, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video of a cat recently drinking milk.
Yes. From a spoon.
From a
tablespoon.
And it's a really cute, tiny cat. And it's just drinking milk. And it's making kind of a funny sound.
Because sometimes cats make funny sounds. They tend to do that. Cats, like, can talk.
Oh, yeah. They go, meow.
Hoo. Hoo.
But if you guys want a taste, quite literally, of what we're talking about.
And then they loop it.
So that's the sound. Yeah. This cat is drinking milk out of a spoon, and that's the sound it's making. So it's amazing. And people have taken that and turned it into an incredible work of art.
Yeah.
And this, let's hear this one. Maybe this one's good. People have made incredible music out of this.
That was a legitimate mistake.
Oh my god. It was like Bowie. Like a new Bowie track.
Oh my god.
Okay, so.
You get the idea.
And there are so many remixes out there. That little kitty drinking that milk up. And people have really made some amazing shit. And I won't play them all for you. You should just go looking for it. But this one is, I feel like, the definitive one that I'm about to play for you. And this is the one Mike and I have been listening to today and really enjoying. So without further ado, this is Violin Girl. On TikTok, with the I not in girl and all one word, V-I-O-L-I-N-G-R-L on TikTok. And it's the Kitty Drinking Milk song with the best ensemble, I think,
yeah,
that exists so far. Here it is.
Something about the surface hands. This is like if you have your nightmare in Disneyland.
Yeah, so how tight is that? It's so tight. Awesome. I want a whole movie scored with that, with like cats singing, and then you made the whole, and it's all like big band kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
Anyway, so fucking cool.
Isn't that what cats is?
I wish it was as cool as that.
All the music was made by the cats as well.
All right, well, guys, let's get started with these history roads then. How about that? You guys want to do it?
Any
history?
But you want to do it?
Any objections?
History. History.
Beep.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, what
keep
a fun,
it around.
We gotta make a fun song before every little episode.
Yeah, just I think
before
so.
We
why
even
not
start recording and then just I love
why
it.
Why not? And then it becomes the running bit.
I'll forget about it.
Bring back the peace. Here's a quick history road. It's non longer than a 5 minute poop, says Josu.
Let me know when it starts.
Greetings to daring baby bearing BB oi piggy bank denier ass pinching boys.
So many.
Slap a rock on her thigh, will ya? Do it tomorrow, will ya? Will you slap a rock for Grandmother's Day, huh?
How much?
Bring back the peace.
How much?
Anyway, I hope the podcast is going funny. My name is Josu, pronounced Josue.
Josep.
Josue. 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 Mm. Wow, what a name, because I sway with the hose. All right.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was watching some old SourceFed videos the other day and laughed my tail off, literally, at a nuclear family bloopers clip with Steve in it. First file. Oh, there's a file. What is it? Let's see it.
Do you remember the video he's talking about?
Absolutely not. Well, he hasn't really said anything yet.
Oh, my bad. Do you know what this guy means?
Oh, he brought a clip. He brought a clip.
I brought a clip.
Oh, you brought a clip. Okay, well,
was
here we
he
go.
On Conan?
Oh, fuck. I want to come in this bomb. Oh, it's the one where I'm fucking the bomb, yeah. Oh, what a cop! Fucking finish, you fucking hail.
Was I watching that?
It's Matt Lieberman yelling at me. Excuse me. All right. Someone's gonna come in a bomb. Because that was the whole sketch. It was like the way you stop the bomb is you have to come in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like a fleshlight, kind of.
Whose idea was that?
Matt Lieberman.
That's funny. He's a funny guy.
Yes. Let's see. The tail I laughed off, or out rather, was a poop that I was in the middle of pinching out before shooting it violently downtown, showing the toilet who's boss. Needless to say, the sight of a grown man twitching with his face beet red from blood rush and unexpectedly destroying his vocal cords and my eardrums while having sex with an explosive proved more than enough to force my deposits end right then and there. Thank you, Estev Lara Laros Olragoza.
A lot of words in this one.
Also, another SourceFed clip, because why not, that nearly hospitalized me. William Haynes is the star in this one. I would recommend turning up the volume for this a little. I also edited the audio a bit, so maybe it's okay. Okay.
Does it say what he says?
It says Will is amazing is the name of the clip.
Okay.
Let's find out why. Volume up.
Is it a podcast?
It's a weapon and sheath, and you do that to symbolize that this is a peaceful environment.
Yes.
Is that what that is? Thank you, Sensei. Yes.
I took
is it
Bakfu
disrespectful
karate.
To say bow?
I took Bakfu. No, but
you took
there
Shaq
is a bow.
Fu?
I took Bakfu karate white tiger for 6 years. That means I could fuck a... I took a Bakfu karate white tiger for 6 years. That means I could fuck a...
You couldn't hear that if you were on the podcast.
First of all, that was my favorite thing you've ever done.
You censored your vocals with a fart.
It wasn't just a fart. It was a double toot, one per syllable.
Oh my god, bro, what the fuck do you eat?
Yeah.
I'm not even upset that that smells.
Bonus Mike Falzone in there. I love
Dude,
that.
That was...
God damn.
Just so perfect. That's nature
moment.
Being perfect. That's Will willfully controlling nature to be perfect.
Yeah, and utilizing it in a perfect joke format.
Who uses nature in their
I'm
jokes?
I'm so proud of him.
Wow, that was beautiful.
P.S. The title may be clickbait depending on how long it took you to get through my history road. Also, I sent this quite a while back in 2020, but the original poop story was real and hilarious, so I wrote it again. Please show Mike the first video at least. Watching with open eyes helps with visual context, surprisingly enough. Thanks. Don't forget to chum the dookie butter for me, please. And congrats from San Diego.
Right now he's listening to that with all of his friends. You think he's going to say it?
Yeah. You think he'll say it? Because that's them. That's their thing. That's their little secret joke with their friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't forget to churn the dookie butter. Dude,
that's two of them saying, I'll give you $50.
If you put it in there.
If you think he'll say it.
Well, I'll read anything you put in here. So, mission accomplished. Well, thank you so much, Ho Sway. What a name. Where are you from, sir? Or madam?
The peace. Don't.
Or person.
Don't you bring back the peace.
Let's just leave this up while we read the history rules. Oh.
Bring back.
Bring back. I bet there's so much SourceFed stuff.
Oh, dude.
Memory of it. Like podcasts where we probably had
so many funny
jokes.
Yeah. Wow. Someone could make a little something off of those clips, probably.
Yeah, that's a good
maybe
question.
Quite a bit. Maybe, but who knows?
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe also not.
How much?
A lot. A lot of time. Oh,
I'm gonna come in this bomb, he says.
James sends an email saying Dave Matthews sledgehammer cover update.
Dude, this is like a blog I would have followed,
right? I'd be like, whoa, I want to know what's up.
Yeah,
I would read the fuck out of that. Hello again, boys. Right off the bat, telling you what was up with the Dave Matthews video is not worth explaining, but I do have a history road worth reading. Oh, because, yeah, he sent us a video, and we were like, what's funny about this?
Yeah.
But he says he says it's not worth explaining, so all right. I've been listening to the podcast since the beginning and eventually got my wife interested in listening. Nice. I am, in fact, one of those people that likes to turn on dynamic banter while going to sleep.
I hope you had a great time last week.
The last episode, yeah. Just turn the episodes on YouTube and let it skip to random episodes on YouTube. It's nice because a lot of the time I get a good chuckle while falling asleep. The only problem comes when it skips to certain episodes.
Uh-huh.
The first night it happened, my wife and I were drifting off to sleep when all of a sudden, the first episode with the game show music came on, and at this point, it didn't make either of us react. Then, in typical Steve fashion, Steve starts screaming like a crazy man. Knowing that this was a thing and that many episodes have loud noises, we did not have the volume up too much. But with Steve's loud screams, low volume was no match, and we both woke up scrambling for the controller. My wife was not too happy and advised, please do what you can to prevent this. Which is a really nice way of saying, don't ever play this again.
Dude, that is like, that's very, it's very like cut to the chase, but very no nonsense.
Right.
Do whatever you can.
Right.
To prevent this.
Exactly.
From ever happening. You better do that.
Do like in the nicest way. And yeah. Hey, honey.
Hey, I'm about to say something. To you get one more.
And here's how I'm going to say it this time.
This is the only time I'll be saying this next thing I'm going to say.
Yes. And I'll say it. And this is as calmly as I will ever say it again. I strongly advise that you prevent this from happening again, honey. I love you. Good night.
And I love you.
Unfortunately, I forgot, and another night it happened again.
Stop it!
Only this time, when we both heard the game show music, it was our anxiety-induced cue to scramble for the controller. Needless to say, this happened a couple more times until I finally made a playlist of not-so-loud episodes. They do exist. Or just turning on The Office.
Holy shit. But The Office, the theme song for The Office is abrasive.
Yeah, it is. We should make a playlist on the channel that's like the quiet episodes.
The quiet one.
The quiet ones. For wow. Now.
Dude, I would love to see that playlist.
Yeah.
That curated
Someone could put
playlist.
It together, I think. Yeah. Does someone want to do that? On the?
Well, he sounds like he already has it.
Well, is it? But he said that.
He says it's a secret.
He said, I finally made a playlist of not so loud episodes. They do exist. Okay, yeah. So if you want to share that with us,
yeah,
we'll try to make an official one. And
we'll send it to BuzzFeed.
Out.
The top 10 not so loud
not
episodes.
Not so loud episodes yeah. of Dynamic Banter. The top 10 not so loud episodes is kind of fun because yeah. it's like, were those good?
It doesn't matter. That's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about whether or not they were too much.
Right. For now on, as a joke, when we're going to bed to evoke residual panic, I'll start humming the game show music. Never again, my wife says. Thanks again, guys, for being great. And I'm sorry that last History Road was terrible. Much love. I don't think it was terrible. No. I just didn't understand terrible. Where the joke was.
We wanted to laugh with you. Also, yes. So sorry. So sorry. Also, that's very funny as well.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, let's see.
Bring back the pee.
Oh, here we go. Gretchen sends us a poopy pants story.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, love a poopy pants.
We should have a button for that.
I wish we did. Gretchen says, hi, Mike and Steve. My name is Gretchen. I'm a two-horn honk. Born girl. Living in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Bring back the pee.
Recently, while listening to your lovely podcast, I was reminded of the time I shit my pants on the job at Disney World. Damn, that party's still going, I guess. Hey, what's behind this door? Oh. Okay. Do you guys need anything? Or...
Okay, I'm just gonna. Oh, yeah, I'll go. Shit.
Not sure exactly what jogged this memory, but you guys do talk a lot about farts and shit, so it's probably that.
Oh, God. Did you add more?
No, that's just one of the ones.
Wow.
Here's the story. A few years back, I was working at Epcot.
Stop it! I'm telling us the story. Okay, sit down. Let me tell you the story.
I never.
I was working at the Seas with Nemo and friends. It wasn't. It wasn't a very cool ride to work at. I called it Finding Lame-O.
Back to pee.
Just like the quickest. Someone comes out to go to the bathroom.
There's no toilet paper. Anyway, I'll see you. Oh my.
Goodness, but one part gracious. Of the job I liked was hosting the Turtle Talk with Crush show. Oh, that was a fun show.
What does that mean?
It was like you walked into like a man. You ever been to an aquarium? You've been to like an aquarium. There's fish in the glass behind the glass.
Yeah.
So Disneyland and Disney World has this thing called Turtle Talk with Crush, where you get into this like this theater room that has like a big giant aquarium glass thing.
That's nice.
And then behind it is like a 3D animated Pixar underwater world. Cool. Like you see like the coral and like the little fishy swimming by. And then once everybody's in, the host goes, "Welcome to Turtle Talk with Crush. How's everybody doing today?" And they go, "They go, I don't know. You guys are in here just to beat the heat. I know Dad wants to rest his dogs."
Isn't that right, Dad?
Ain't that right, Dad?
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
But if you want to talk to Crush, you guys are going to have to make some noise. How are y'all doing today? And then they go, "All right, well, if everybody says, 'What's up, dudes?' Crush will come out. All right, everybody at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. What's up, dudes?" Mm-hmm. And then like this animated Crush would go, "Whoa!"
Who's Crush?
Crush is the turtle from Finding Nemo.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, "Whoa, bro." And he comes swimming in and he's like, "Whoa, look at all these little dudes up front." And it kind of interacts with the audience because there's like an actor kind of like puppeting this thing. Yeah. And on the screen, it's like a digital character that's like talking to everybody.
Yeah.
And he'll go,
"Look at this guy drinking out of a plastic straw."
Yeah, exactly.
"That's no good
for
me.
That's a no go, bro." And then it'll be like, "Look at this guy back there wearing the goofy hat. Nice, nice. Cool, bro. Yeah, nice. Everybody give that guy a round of applause. All right." And then they'd press a button and he'd do like a little flip, spin around animation.
That's nice.
And then he'd come back. So anyway, that was that.
Thank you for explaining.
For those unfamiliar with the attraction, it's an interactive theater show starring Crush from the Finding Nemo films. It's mainly for children, but it's actually really funny. My job was to give the safety spiels, introduce Crush, and run all over the damn place to hold a microphone up to children so they could talk to him. Yes, a lot of them did the ooh thing in the microphone, which was really awful and gross. I was the only cast member in the theater, so I had to stay inside the whole time for safety. This is important for later.
Dude, I really like... Can I tell you about a really specific interaction in this that I like?
Oh, sure.
When she has to toss it back and forth to Crush, and like the 10th show of the day and you don't feel like doing it, what that interaction sounds
can
like.
Can you even imagine?
All right, you be Crush and I'll be the...
And this is the 10th show?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. Ready? Introduce Crush.
"Okay, everyone, and you're going to have a great time. And I know why you came in, and it's to see one of our favorite characters from Finding Nemo. And I think you know, because you saw him outside. Ladies and gentlemen, make it real loud for Crush."
"Whoa, cowabunga, dudes. Whoa, welcome to Turtle Talk with Crush." Notice how earlier it was like, "Whoa, yeah, surf's up, bros."
Right.
This one's more like, "Whoa, what's up, everybody? It's Crush."
Right.
"Everybody's looking good up front."
Okay, Crush, why don't you tell them what they're going to get into today.
All right. Well, does anybody have any questions for your favorite bodacious, outrageous, masterful turtle from Finding Nemo?
Okay. Now we thank you, Crush. And if anyone has any question for Crush, I'll have you line up at the microphone. Hey, Crush, are you ready to take questions?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, Crush is good. Okay, first
the mouth doesn't move.
Right. And the first question for Crush is from Timmy Edwards. Okay, Timmy Edwards, what question do you, are you ready for Timmy's question,
yeah,
Crush?
Yeah, let's go, I said.
Okay, Timmy, go ahead.
When Crush, when you're a turtle...
and you were swinging turtle and you're swinging around, and do you ever like to swim in the sea because you're a turtle?
Yeah, dude.
I think the question crushes. How awesome is the sea?
I love the sea. Everybody, round of applause.
Okay, bye, Timmy.
Round of applause is the best way to end the question.
Round of applause for
round
the sea.
Round of applause for Timmy, bro.
Follow-up question.
No. No.
I mean, no, bro.
No.
All right. No. One morning commute, I decided to stop for a large iced coffee with cream and sugar at Dunkin' Donuts. Mm. I downed the whole thing on my drive to work, walked through the park to my location.
About 7 or 8.
Clocked in, feeling totally normal. My first assignment of the day was Turtle Talk, theater host. Which I was happy about. I waited for the current show to end, and when the doors opened, I went inside to take over for the other host. It wasn't until they left, and I was completely alone, that I felt a big uh-oh in my tummy.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Is this the shitting your pants story?
Yeah.
Awesome. I love this episode. I'm glad we did this.
I broke out into a cold sweat.
Yeah.
I felt faint. My eyes started to water. I couldn't stand up straight.
Oh, no. Oh, that was like a nice little, that was like a the night before Christmas
right.
type cadence.
Right.
It's very nice.
I love it. Bowl full of jelly.
Yeah, she had a bowl filled with jelly.
Something about that coffee made every liquid in my body decide it was time to go bye-bye. Guests started to shuffle in and take their seats, and I knew there was absolutely no way I could get to the bathroom to expel the demon inside of me for at least 15 minutes.
What do you think the uniform is? You think in khakis?
I know exactly what it is, I think it's blue pants. Like blue khaki, like khaki material pants. Mm-hmm. And then a blue shirt tucked in to the blue pants with a belt.
Yeah.
That's buttoned up with a collar and a little name tag that says, my name's Stephanie.
Ask me about my poopy butt.
Ask me about my poop. Ask me about the turtle. So she's tied up. Time is precious when you need to piss out of your ass.
Sew it on a pillow, dude.
So 15 minutes felt like an eternity.
Don't you bring back the pee?
I started my safety spiels and tried my best to look like someone who didn't need to shit immediately. Welcome to Turtle Talk with Crush. Emergency exits are to the left and right. Oh! Crush is, God.
Hey, you all right, bud?
Yeah.
Hey, you all right?
You need to leave at any time during the show. Please go to the back of the theater. Exits signs are illuminated to your back left to back right. Now for who's excited about Crush?
Yay!
Fuck. The pressure was becoming unbearable, so I attempted to let out a wee little fart during a loud section of music.
Sometimes you don't know. Sometimes it helps. Sometimes
that was not a bad idea. What came out was, in fact, not a fart.
Oh, you hate to hear it.
But hot liquid diarrhea. A bunch of it. That little fart was a bunch of hot liquid diarrhea?
Sometimes it's right there, I guess.
I'm certain I had a look of horror on my face, and that many people noticed. That was just a little one. That's what you hoped it was.
Yeah, I can deal with that.
Maybe it was even this one. Instead, it was this one. I tried to keep my cool and position my muddy cheeks facing away from the audience.
Oh, no. Oh, no, this poor person.
at the part of the show where I had to crouch down and hold the microphone for the kids, I heard a few of them say, "Who farted?"
Who farted?
Who farted?
The microphone like smells like somebody farted.
And one kid shouted, "Mommy, it smells like poop." No, across the theater.
No. Dude, imagine. Imagine knowing that you shit your pants like 10 minutes into a 30 minute show and you're like,
you're like trying so hard. You're like, can you just...
Who is a fast question for Crush?
Who can you come over? No, you come over here. You can come over here. It says not to climb. Come over here.
Climb.
Fucking climb, Joey. Climb.
You better climb.
Let me do my show, for Christ's sake. Stop lighting the audience. Why does it always seem to hit me?
Stop it! It smells like poop, mommy, someone said out loud from across the theater. I finished out the rest of my show. Grown man said. Mommy. A grown man said, "Mommy, it smells like poop," from across the theater. I finished out the rest of the show trying to prevent any more doo-doo butter from leaking out of me.
Dude, this is the second straight History Road with doo-doo butter.
I know!
A little conspiracy.
What's going on? From leaking out of me. And as soon as the show was over and the doors opened, I sprinted to the nearest bathroom. I cleaned myself up, rinsed my undies in the sink.
Yeah.
And went about the rest of my 8-hour shift, probably smelling my diluted diarrhea.
8 hours. They won't let you get pants. They won't let you leave to get pants. They don't have
maybe
spare Disney pants.
To ask or something.
I mean, what's more embarrassing? Hey, I shit my pants and I'd like it to be over with. Or I shit my pants and I'd like to hang around in it.
I shit my pants. I want you all to know I'm not going to do anything about it.
I want you all to know it.
I'm about to do nothing about it. Watch me walk away. Dude. That's a dirty boy leaving the room.
Holy shit, man. Dude, don't you...
Oh, go ahead.
Never mind. Go ahead. It wasn't important.
Mix that with the sweat and BO you can only achieve by wearing head-to-toe polyester on a 100-degree day in Florida, and I can safely assume it's the worst I've ever smelled. It was awful.
Wow.
Anyway, thanks for reading my History Road. Your podcast is so wonderful and provides me with many laughs. So many that my husband made me swear I wouldn't listen to it while driving, even though I still do.
No,
shh,
don't
tell.
No, don't.
Keep on pumping joy and hilarity into this crap ass world. Lots of love, Gretchen.
Gretchen, I'm wow. Thank you for sharing.
What a story.
Yeah. What a beautiful share.
That's what you want.
That's what you want out of a story.
That's what you want out of a story. Tanner sends an email, a History Road, saying Willy Wonka and murder.
Mm. Uh-oh. Oh, is this just... All right.
Hey, Mike and Steve. I am a one-horn honk first-time History Road, East Coast yellow polka dot bikini bottom boy.
I don't know on that one.
I always wanted to shoot you guys an email, but never had anything to share till now. My friend announced for Halloween this year that she's going to host a murder mystery party.
That's fun.
She shared with us the box set she bought with the characters, props, plot, etc. While reading the theme on the back of the box, I found something hailing back to episode 261. A certain caramel aficionado you might be familiar with. I've attached the murder mystery theme description so you can see for yourself. All right. The mystery. It's April 15th, 1900. Mm-hmm. Easter Sunday. And Paris is the center of the world's attention. As millions of visitors arrive for the opening of the International Exposition this weekend.
Not to be confused with the closing of the International Exposition.
Amongst them is an elite but diverse group of individuals staying at the Hotel Paradiso. As they gather for dinner, however, the peace of the hotel is rocked by an explosion. Billy Bonka, the foremost chocolate manufacturer in America, is found dead in his room, having apparently been killed by an explosive Easter egg. Suspicion falls on the people around the table. One or more of you is the murderer. Your task is to discover who that killer is. So Billy Bonka was the one we came up with.
Mm-hmm.
And there he is right there. Chocolate manufacturer Billy Bonka.
Killed a victim of a dirty egg.
He fell victim to one dirty egg.
Victim of a dirty egg.
Someone dropped one brown dirty egg in the bathroom. Oh, we got another bathroom story here from Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Says Tim's bathroom Historia Rogium.
I like it.
Mike, Michael and Stevie. If you're reading this, you aren't. Congratulations.
I don't know.
I'm turning 20 this month. Later this month, and I decided I should finally throw my hat in the ring for a history road.
Yeah, welcome.
Been following y'all since SourceFed, blah blah blah. Longtime fan. Snoring sounds. You get the spiel. I love you both.
Don't.
Here's my email, goddammit. I've been sitting here for a few minutes thinking of which story from my life to share, but the more I think about them, the more I realize most of my most memorable moments are sad and or illegal. Mm. Like doing drugs as a child, for example, humble brag. Uh-oh.
That's a twofer.
So here's a tame tale of when the soap ran out.
Well, there was this one time the soap ran out.
That's a good story. And you tell them the one about when the soap ran out.
Don't you bring back the piss. Was that the cat song?
Somehow got louder, I feel like.
That's a funny, like, one of those 10-hour YouTube clips where it's just that song, but it gets louder every hour.
Every time the cat makes a sound, it gets louder. I was in a Tim Hortons bathroom as a child, waiting to wash my hands. I was maybe 8 or 9 waiting to wash my hands in the bathroom, waiting there, just trying to wash my hands. We got it. And we got it.
I'm confused as to what he was doing there.
It's a little unclear.
It seems kind of suspicious at this point.
There was one sink and it was occupied by a man who had gotten 3 pumps out of the automatic dispenser so far and kept going for more. Covering his entire forearms up to his elbows in soap.
Something happened to that guy.
He was a white gentleman, but boy oh boy, if his arms weren't whiter because they were completely covered in soap.
And here I am waiting to wash my hands in the bathroom.
8 or 9 back in line waiting to wash my hands. He scrubbed his arms down, which took minutes. He then completely covered his arms and hands a second time and did the same.
Hmm.
At this point, I've been in the bathroom
scrubbing in for surgery.
Maybe he's ready. He's getting ready for surgery. At this point, I'd been in the bathroom for about 10 minutes.
Too long.
He finally finishes washing, so I go to use the soap dispenser, and it's empty. What? You're not going to use soap? The man says.
The same guy?
Yeah. He was standing there waiting for me to wash my hands before he left. You took it all, I said. He scoffed in disgust and walked out.
Hmm.
I have no idea what the fuck was with that guy.
Maybe he was fucking with you, bud.
But I'll never forget it.
Maybe he was fucking with you.
Maybe it was Johnny Knoxville doing a prank.
It kind of sounds like somebody was fucking with him.
He says the end.
Because that's a good bit.
Thank you for the laughs. It's been easier with you guys than it was without you.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
That's very nice.
Thank you for listening.
Beautiful.
Doesn't it sound like that? That's a lot.
That's so loud.
That's a lot. Well.
Oh, shit. We are at the 43-minute mark. We should do the ads.
Okay.
Whoops. How did we get to 43 minutes so fast?
We started talking about stuff before we started doing the history road stuff.
All right, well, let's get these ads out there. Let's fulfill the only portion of the show that must be fulfilled every Friday.
This must be.
Hey, guys, thanks for listening to this special History Road episode of Dynamic Banter. We want to give a shout-out to HeadGum. We want to give a shout-out to our sponsors that we are about to talk about right now.
Shout-out.
Let's talk about Ritual, guys. From Ritual, the multivitamin company you know and trust. You know, protein powders can feel intimidating. No pain, no gain. They got muscle boys on them. Sometimes they look kind of scary. And their formulas are opaque, and not just because they're a powder. But the truth is, deep down, as in the cellular level deep, we all need protein, guys, not just the muscle boys. And it's about more than just muscles, all right? So the team of scientists over there at Ritual... And they're saying, hello, Harvard, because I guess they're from Harvard. Reimagine protein from the ground up and inside out, from how it's made to who it's for and why it's needed. Basically, what you got here is some traceable, healthy, supporting daily health protein powder that you can put in your coffee, you can put in your tea.
We've been putting it in smoothies. Very good, because it kind of is also vanilla flavor. So it gives it, not only do we have some nice fruit in there, and that tastes real nice, but we add this little protein, get all the stuff that's good for you, and then it adds a little vanilla kick.
Absolutely.
And it's a very nice breakfast.
And the thing is you want to satisfy, you want to keep your body as healthy as you possibly can, and you want to help all the functions of your body function at their highest performance possible. And when you introduce things like protein into your body, what you're doing is you're supporting your bones, you're supporting your brains and your muscles, and you want to help maintain that muscle mass as you age. And here's the deal, guys, we're talking about clean, plant-based formulas specifically created to support nutrient needs of all different life stages, from 18 plus to pregnants.
You can even do pregnancy.
And postpartum, 50 plus, guys. And 20 grams of pea protein is included in there, plus a complete amino acid profile made with the essential choline to help to fill common dietary gaps. This is all good stuff here, guys. But why don't you not take my mouth out of it and put your hands and eyes in the equation? Shake up your Ritual and try making something new less scary. Because Ritual offers a money-back guarantee if you're not 100% in love with it, all right? And that's easy to do. Plus, our listeners get 10% off during their first 3 months. You just visit ritual.com/banter to add essential protein today. Guys, Mike and I have been doing this, feeling great, feeling good, taking care of our bodies, doing what we can. And that's ritual.com/banter. You want to get those oily and dry nutrients all in one little caplet, you know, minty tabs. No fillers, colorants, or shady additives. Lots of good stuff here, guys. Get in there. Why don't you check it out? Why don't you just see what they have? At ritual.com/banter. You get that 10% off during your first 3 months. Thank you so much, Ritual. Hey guys, you know what's one of the most important meals of the day? Breakfast. And you know what delicious breakfast thing that inherently is ingrained in us boys that are 25 plus, 30 plus boys?
You're talking about sugary cereals?
I'm talking about sugary cereals. And I'll tell you guys, those cereals, not so good in the long run, especially when you're older and you're trying to do the right thing, trying to put the good stuff into your body. And that's where Magic Spoon comes in. I'm talking delicious cereals that cut down on those carbs, cut down on the sugar. It's taking unhealthy stuff out of your life and putting in something that's a little bit better for your body. Gotta have that breakfast. And if you got a hankering for some delicious cereal crunch, why don't you try out Magic Spoon? I'm talking 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. And There's only 140 calories a serving. It's keto friendly, it's gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free. And you can build your own box or get a variety of pack. A variety of pack.
That's the Italian version.
With available colors, available flavors like cocoa,
fruity,
frosted,
peanut
butter,
blueberry,
and cinnamon. So why don't you go to magicspoon.com/banter to grab your delicious cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code banter at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, you ready for this, that it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee.
Well, they're guaranteeing I'm going to be 100% happiness.
And if you don't like it for any reason, they're going to refund your money, no questions asked. So remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/banter and use code banter to save $5 off. Thank you very much to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this episode of Dynamic Banter. Hey guys, you want to talk about feeling better, having a clear head, feel your best?
Yeah.
You want to reduce anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness in your life?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you want to try out Feels. Feels is premium CBD. Okay, we're talking premium. And navigating the world of CBD, it can be complicated. But at Feels, they make the process as simple as possible. Okay? And why is Feels awesome? Because it's premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. Or step. And it naturally helps...
Put it wherever you want to put it.
Anywhere. That you just put it in the notes. Feels naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. And place a few drops of Feels under your tongue, and you'll feel the difference within minutes.
It's very nice. Did you get yours?
Oh, yeah. I definitely enjoy CBD.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm having those nights where I'm like, I don't think I'm going to sleep tonight, have a few drops of CBD, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm sleeping like a baby.
Dude, it helps me with headaches. It was helping me with, I was having some backaches
because
I was not stretching enough. And it does help with sleep as well. And it just kind of gives you an overall chilled out. Like, it doesn't make you stoned or anything like that. I know my parents, that's the first thing. Like, I don't want to get all whatever.
Nobody's you're trying not going to get all nothing. No.
You're just, your body feels, it feels relaxed. And you're kind of just in a, you know, I'm not the scientist, obviously, but you're kind of in a chiller state.
Yeah. And you know what, Mike? I'll tell you. If you're new to CBD, they have a free CBD hotline to help you guide your experience.
A free BD hotline?
A free BD hotline. A free BD CBD. DB. From your friends at DB. Your friends at DB present a CBD hotline.
So see me, your friend at DB, for your free CBD.
I'm Stevie, your friend at DB, for your CBD hotline. CBD.
Isn't that right, Mike?
And guys, it's natural, okay? We're talking about natural things. Like, sometimes, you know, you reach for the aspirin when you got a headache. Feels is, you know, I think it helps, you know? And there's also no hangover, no addiction. It's not like any drugs or anything like that. It's just really just this natural thing that's quite pleasant and quite wonderful. And there's a membership. And if you join the Feels community, you get Feels delivered to your door every month. You'll save money on every order, and you can pause or cancel at any freaking time, guys. So why don't you start feeling better with Feels? Become a member today by going to feels.com/banter, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/banter to become a member and get 50% off automatically.
Wow.
Taking off your first order with free shipping at feels.com/banter. Thank you, Feels.
Free CBD.
And last but certainly not least, new sponsor, StockX.
Ooh, StockX.
Ooh.
Now, Steve, tell me what StockX is.
Mike, I'm going to tell you all about it if you'll let me. May I?
Yes, please.
I'd love to. StockX, Mike, is the only live marketplace for what's now and next. That sounds kind of cool, right?
Those are two things I'm interested in.
Whether it's the latest sneakers.
Yes.
Apparel. Electronics. Ooh. Collectibles.
Oh.
Trading cards.
Mm.
Everything on StockX is brand new and 100% verified authentic.
Oh my goodness.
And with StockX, you have the power to shop millions of hard-to-find or sold-out products at their true market value. You ever look for collectibles and you go to the sites and you're like, whoa! That thing that I loved as a kid that I just wanted to revisit and have as an adult because I have adult money now is really that much money?
Yes.
Well, this place, StockX, might have exactly what you're looking for at the true market value of said thing.
Well, that sounds like a great plan.
Absolutely. Discover products that are on trend and ahead of the trends by shopping on StockX. You can download the app or sign up online to start buying and selling. Ooh, you can sell also in a few easy clicks. So you can start shopping at StockX.com.
Make you some money, Steve.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
Make you some money, Steve.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
Make you some money, Steve.
Oh, man.
Put your stuff on StockX.
Are you kidding me?
StockX. Put your stuff on StockX.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me? Oh, man.
Make the money steam. Put your stuff.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me? So, guys, go to...
Why did we do that?
Are you kidding me? Are you...
Put your stuff.
Are you kidding me? So, guys, go to StockX.com. And that's it. It's just shout out to StockX.com. Go check it out. Sign up. Try to check it out. And let us know in the emails if you used it and found something cool.
Yeah,
we want to know.
Send us the things that we might like so that we could lose our money on them.
Yes, please. But do it respectfully. All right. Thank you to our sponsors.
Wow. It just keeps getting up there. Huh?
All right, back to the...
Should we continue down
back
the history
roads? Yeah. All right, where are we at? Let's do...
Put your stuff on StockX.
Yeah, let's do a few more here.
Put your foot down on StockX.
Wow, someone who's named The Sun Is My Dad said they kicked a shark.
Do you believe him?
Well, let's find out. Hello, I'm Will. This is a history road. Back when I was in high school, I had a dream. Don't worry, it's not one of those dumb dreams where you two challenge me to eat 100 lizard tails or whatever the fuck fever dreams your other listeners are experiencing in their sleep.
Wow, shaming someone for their dreams is kind of funny because you have no control.
Right, it's like, it's literally, I mean, it's up to you if you want to share it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
In this dream, I was dangling over a great white shark, Jaws style. It was very scary. The shark was jumping up at me. In defense, I started kicking at the shark, repeatedly missing.
Wow. Bummer.
Finally, I made contact with the shark and instantly felt pain.
Oh, you kicked something in real life.
I'd kicked it directly in the mouth, connecting with some of those big shark teeth. It hurt real goddamn hard. Ow, I screamed.
Yeah.
I looked down and there was blood everywhere, which shook me awake. I was relieved to be in my freezing bed instead of dangling above an angry sea animal, but my foot still hurt real goddamn fucking hard. I realized that those kicks weren't limited to my dreams. I had been kicking in real life as well.
That's bad.
And
news.
In my sleep, I accidentally kicked my green wall really hard.
No.
Like I had kicked the wall fighting for my life against a shark hard, and my foot hurt really goddamn bad. Fuck sharks. Big fan of the podcast.
Fuck, man. I'm sorry.
Damn.
That sucks.
You know, I'm a firm believer in the dream you had was a result of your kicks. So, like, you're kicking shit, and your dream created the scenario of you're kicking a shark.
I thought you were doing, like, an idiom. The dream you have is only 2% of the kicks you make.
The dream you have is the result of having kicks.
So you think because
he kicked the wall, he started dreaming that he was kicking a shark.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh.
Kind of weird. Kind of spooky.
My friend like tore his fucking, his whole ACL, MCL shit
MCAA.
Because he was thrashing around in his sleep.
Jesus.
And that, doesn't that suck?
Oh, yes.
You wake up and you don't have anything holding your knee together because you slept weird.
I mean, it's kind of the worst way. Yeah.
At least like try to dunk or something, you know, or like try to jump over a fence.
Do some parkour.
Do some hardcore.
Do some hard parkour. Dun. Elliot sends an email, not to tease Morgan. A History Road, sexy picture gone horribly wrong.
Uh-oh.
Hey, boys, my name is Elliot from Florida. What the fuck? What's all these Elliots from Florida? This isn't Elliot Morgan?
I thought we were in L.A.
The History Road all starts in high school when I got caught up in my first real relationship.
Hmm.
I was so excited to be with a girl that my horniness had gotten the best of me one day when I was wanting to send her a risque picture.
Dude, that's my favorite part of the Bible, is the one they said, don't let your horniness
get the best of you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my girlfriend at the time had a name that started with the same two letters as my sister. Oh, no.
Wait.
So, what? Like, he was sending a text.
Don't.
I'm coming.
I think you see where this is going.
Yeah.
I quickly selected the first contact name that came up and sent it without a second thought.
Too horny. That's being too horny. You're being too horny.
Awaiting a reply. I was horrified to see my sister's name pop up on my phone screen with a text that said, I think you sent this to the wrong person. My brain couldn't comprehend the embarrassment and horror that attacked my body at the same time.
I would just go to sleep. I would just go to sleep. I'd be like, okay, we'll try again tomorrow. Today was... not good.
I just stared at the screen for minutes before moving. Moral of the story, proofread your damn work. Anyways, that was an awful, embarrassing story. Love
Wait,
you guys.
Happened?
Hope
that was
you
the
enjoyed
last...
it.
Oh,
yeah, there's
no.
got to be more to this story, dude.
Did they leave a number?
No.
Fuck.
Okay, here's the deal.
There's too much afterwards. All the crazy...
Yeah.
The thing that makes that crazy, doing the thing is 25% of the story.
Right.
The thing is the catalyst for the interesting thing that happened.
Right. There's got to be a follow-up.
Yeah.
There has to be a follow-up.
What is Christmas like?
Yeah, you got... So, yeah, you got to hit us back up, Elliot,
yeah.
For sure. Like, hit us back up. Tell us what happened. Did you talk to your sister about it ever
Do
again?
You still live in the same house
yeah.
as your sister?
Also, can you be a little more specific about what the risque picture was?
I need to talk to your sister. I need to know how many people your sister sent it to.
Yeah.
I need to know her thoughts at the moment.
We need to get you and your sister on the phone. And we need to revisit this together.
Did you just do like a dick pic? Or did
That's
you
what
do
I
like a
know.
Michael Jackson style... Like laying down with white tigers.
Yeah, or is it one of those like looking kind of like, hey, what's up? With your shirt off kind of pictures. I need to know. The audience needs
yeah.
to know.
You might not be a professional writer. I enjoyed your email very much, but just know that such an important part of writing is the interesting part
oh,
of the
yeah.
story.
Yes, yeah. You definitely want to make a story interesting. Like it's like you typed out a really cool headline,
yeah.
but there's no story.
Yeah.
And that you understand that, but
yeah.
that's like kind of ridiculous.
Maybe it's like 30-40%, but
so,
it's definitely
yeah.
not most of it.
Well, you got to send us what the fuck happened because
and
man,
make sure you send
amazing.
That to the right person.
Yes. Yeah. Don't send that to a different podcast.
Don't send the story about when you sent a dick pic to your sister, to your sister,
to your sister or your dad.
Dadynamic banter. I thought it was
all right, guys, thank you for listening to today's episode.
Yeah.
Wasn't this great? Mike
yeah.
is in New York currently.
I am in New York. I'm having a great time.
I hope you're having a great time, my friend.
Yeah.
Before we do our plugs and stuff, I want to do a show plug. If you guys go to dynamicbanter.clothing, you can check out the new Open Eyes, Close Eyes sweatpants. Yes.
They're designed really by Faith cool. Borga, printed by Brandon McCotch.
Barjan McRoy. And they're really cool. There's an open eye and close eye on the butt of the sweatpants. And look, I'm just going to say this. I wouldn't hate it if you ladies wanted to post some photos of you wearing these pants with the open eyes, close eyes on the butt.
Send your thirst traps at Steve.
Send your thirst traps to me, please.
But make sure you're above...
Yeah, say over 20...
37.
Over 25.
Over 27.
Over 25.
Yeah. And hold your ID in the picture as well.
Yes, please. And yeah, but we would love to see you guys sporting our stuff. You guys do send us that every once in a while, mm-hmm. and we love it. It's always a good time. But yeah, so anyway, plugs?
Yeah, I'm in New York. Literally tonight is my first night. I think I have like 3 shows tonight at The Stand, starting I think at 10 something and ending at like in the morning, basically. I'll be there all night. And I'll be here every night. Thank you, Mommy. And I know you're showing up. And I'll be there every night until Saturday is my last night. And can't wait to see you. I'm happy to be here.
Happy to be around.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's it, guys. Thanks for listening to the show. Please send in more of your history roads. We absolutely adore them. And we'll catch you guys next time on the show.
Play us out, boys.
Don't you bring back the peace.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.